What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled, Thanks to MGTOW, I'm no longer doing DoorDash. As you guys know, I now have two restaurants simultaneously going at the same time, one in Colombia, the other one here in America is a food truck here in South Florida. As you guys know, a couple of weeks ago, it looked like it was GG for my Colombian restaurant. But a lot of you guys helped out by donating. One of you guys got into the four figures, actually. And now my restaurant in Colombia is fully operational. And it's actually making money. And it's kind of paying for itself already. The restaurant here in America, guys, we own the truck. We own the land the truck is on. However, where we are, which is my parents' warehouse, that area sucks. Like, we usually get anywhere from no people to maybe two or three people a day. So anyway, anywhere from $0 to like 50, 60 if we're lucky. If you have somebody else working on the truck, you need at least $100 to cover their salary. So what I'm doing now, guys, is that I am focusing on the truck full-time myself. I'm no longer doing DoorDash. In fact, like I said in a video I made a couple of days ago, you can no longer be a bottom feeder in 2025. Okay, guys? So the days of making mad money, good money with DoorDash, those days are over, and they're not going to come back. Okay, guys? So I've been looking at the DoorDash app. I'm like $3, $4, $5 for like 10, 15 miles. And it's like, come on, man. Just starting your car up, you're going to waste, you know, $3 to $5 just starting your car up. And these people expect you to go 10 miles, spend an hour working on an order for like $5. It's like, at this point, guys, DoorDash is a joke, and I'm really happy that I got out before it crashed, you know. So this video is more of an update on the situation. As you guys can tell, I'm in the food truck here in Florida. I take the food truck out to like cava bars and pubs and shit like that. Probably can make anywhere from 100 to 150 a night, depending on the night. Like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday suck dick, you know. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday get a little bit better. I can probably do this truck like I can, because again, we own the truck, we own the land. I can do this like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like 4 days a week, and it's perfectly fine. However, I'm still sending some money back to Colombia, and the reason behind it is that I got a letter from Pinto, which is the owners of Meximall, saying, hey man, you need to like put up like a brand sign. You know how we go to Chipotle, Starbucks, McDonald's, they have their sign on the roof or on the top of the building. I need one of those, and they're like, hey man, we need you to have one by like middle of June, otherwise, you know, we're gonna fine you and shit like that. And you know, it's in their best interest because it makes the mall look good. It's in my best interest because people know who the fuck we are. So that's why I am working on the truck until 3-4 in the morning. I'm supposed to be back in Colombia on Friday, which is what, 3 days from now. However, like, I'm 90% sure I'm gonna postpone it to a couple of weeks from now, simply because I just want to stay here in America, make as much money as I can, and then go back to Colombia for a week, check the business, and come back here again, guys. I got the air condition on. It's actually chilly in here. Like, the best thing I ever did, guys, there's air condition up there. The best thing I ever did was get the AC in this motherfucker, you know. That's really one of the best decisions I've ever made. It's so fucking hot and humid outside, and you don't want to be outside in fucking Florida in the heat, you know. I remember when we were working on this truck in the summer without an AC. Man, that was brutal. But we got that one taken care of almost a year ago. And now, guys, my foreseeable plan is to focus on the truck. The restaurant in Colombia is already paying for itself. You have to remember, like, if nobody buys anything from my restaurant, worst case scenario, I lose like $50. Here in America, nobody buys anything from me, I lose $100, because we have to pay the guy working on the food truck $100. So what ends up happening is that I go out at night and hopefully try to make up his salary and a little bit of money to pay off the food. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on events. I'm going to focus on, like, the place that my parents are at. It really, really sucks, you know. I'm going to probably try to focus on DoorDash, not as a driver for DoorDash, but, you know, putting our restaurant back up on DoorDash, maybe Uber Eats. That way, even though my parents' place sucks, we can still get some orders from DoorDash and Uber. So those are things I'm going to be focusing on. So now, guys, my focus is actually more on this truck than it is on the restaurant back in Colombia. The restaurant back in Colombia, guys, we're expecting it to be profitable, all set up within the months of June, which is, you know, within, you know, 3 weeks. We really expect the restaurant to be in tip-top shape. If any of you guys still want to help out with the signs and stuff like that, right now, guys, we're out of the danger zone, you know, losing the restaurant, shit like that. We're out of that danger zone. And like I said, you know, with me working on the truck, 4 or 5 plus, well, actually, it's more like 13 hours a day, because I'm working with the other dude as well, making sure that everything is running smoothly. I'll be able to get that money for the signs and the marketing stuff. And eventually, we'll be able to satisfy the mall by the middle of this month, which is, what, 2 weeks away, I guess. But if any of you guys out there want to donate on Fund, the fundraiser is still going on Fundocrat. If you want to donate on Fundocrat, Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, PayPal even, you can do that as well. But again, guys, thanks to you, we're out of the danger zone. It's just that right now, it's pretty much getting the restaurant properly finished off with marketing material, shit like that. Again, with me working on the truck like this, eventually we're gonna get it, God willing. But if you guys wanna help out, put it on steroids, make sure that we get everything up and running in the next couple of days, you know, Fundocrat is available for that. And once the restaurant is fully furnished, I'm gonna take the campaign down and I'm not gonna beg for money anymore. Once the restaurant is fully furnished. And again, we're anticipating this month for the restaurant to be fully furnished. And then after that, it will be profitable and it pays for itself. And I'll just focus on this truck. And I no longer have to beg you guys out there for money. But as of right now, guys, I'm working like... I work until like 4 or 5 in the morning. Like, I work until... I stay here until 3 in the morning, then I go park the truck, then I go home, I wash stuff, so it's like 4 in the morning, then I eat something, by the time I get to bed, it's like 5 in the morning, then I wake up at like 10:30 and I go pick up the employee, because, you know, he's a Guatemalan, so, you know, he can't drive, right? So I go pick him up, and after that, I'm pretty much up from 10 in the morning to like 5 in the morning for the past couple of days. That's why I'm not making any videos or being active on MGTOW TV. However, guys, I'm gonna start using my brain. I'm gonna focus on events. I'm gonna focus on doing DoorDash for the truck. I'm gonna focus on the best times to be out at the warehouse. That way I don't spend, you know, 15 hours a day awake, and, you know, 12 of those hours are a total waste. Anyway, guys, that's my update for today. And if any of you guys still want to help out, We're like $1,000 away. Fundocrat.com. See you soon. Peace.